Time to talk some more local grassroots rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How you doing, Weeksy?
Good afternoon, Bear. Good afternoon, everybody listening on 91.2 FM and 2fm.com.au.
Mate, we caught up with Brent Dahl a little bit earlier, our rugby development officer. He's a good man. He's doing a great job. But what do you know about our juniors? What's the latest?
Yeah, fantastic. If you want to get registered, be part of it, australia.rugbyonline, also through the Rugby Explorer. Friday nights there and all throughout the week there at God's Acre with the Singleton Bulls. Friday nights, we're getting stuck into it at the Scone Rugby Park there, of course, in Aberdeen Street, as we look forward to the Northwest Regional, which will have trials on the 1st of April. So that's a start for that. And also, of course, Corindai on Thursday afternoons as well. They're getting into it in all those age groups as well. So the 6th to 12th in Central North will start in May. And as we said, the Northwest Regional will start in April 1st. So there's going to be some interesting times when it comes to that. Speaking of which, of course, the Corindai Lions have got a trial that'll be on the 1st of April as well, and that'll be against Rob College. It'll be a night game from about 6 o'clock, 6.30, so he out at the rugby park there at Wills Creek Road. Scone was supposed to play today, but COVID has knocked them around, and we should have some more details when it comes to what all the other clubs are up to with their trials next week. So because the season for a lot of the competition is going to start late April, haven't quite got themselves teed up, but Armidale was running run last week with Pirates winning that particular competition, and also we've got some trials up north there in the Santos Central North Rugby Premiership as well. But if you want to be part of the game, just go through the websites there, hunterrugby.com.au and also cnru.com.au. Go to the trainings, may it be at 6.30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays now, may it be in Aberdeen Street in Scone, Marcellin, of course, in Maitland, Highbrook, of course, in Musselbrook, God's Acre in Singleton, out of the Christian School there, St Phillips, for the Bagolban side, and also the Mongrels there from Cessnock, and that'll be at Drain Oval. So we look forward to the start of the season as far as the senior rugby goes.
We do. In fact, I'll throw out there as well, I know the Musselbrook Heelers would love to hear from anyone if they've got a pair of boots and they would love to play a game. You don't have to commit to the entire season, but they could use a few more numbers. So if you're keen, go and check out the Musselbrook Heelers Facebook page and get a part of it. Get into it, as Wixie would say. Talk to me about the Wildfires, mate.
Yeah, they're going to have their launch on the 1st of April with luminaries such as Justin Harrison and the like to be part of it. We'll talk more about it on Tuesday, but a good opportunity as the Shoot Shield season starts on the 2nd. Going to be a great opportunity to just watch the Wildfires play at home. Three grades, Colts, Women's, and also the two first and second grades. So looking forward to the start of the season when it comes to the Wildfires in a couple of weeks' time.
Mate, as the song goes for the Wallabies, they've got Georgia on their mind.
Certainly have. Of course, last week Georgia and Spain made their way through in the European group to go to the World Cup next year. You can find out more through rugbyworldcup.com. But it looks like they're going to spend at least 2 weeks, if not the whole month at the end of the year in November, in France, preparing for the World Cup. The story I'm told is that we want to spend 9 weeks in France next year, and if they do that, well, they're going to be in a World Cup final. So there's a logic in them spending time in France.
Yep.
They're going to play the French, as we told you last year, but Georgia is one of the sides they're going to play, and that's going to be the first side they'll play at the World Cup next year. I think it's on the 8th of September. There is a desire there not to play it in Sobolewski because they're not going to make as much money, but if they play it in France, they can get all the French people to jump on board the bandwagon. Georgian rugby will make as much money as they can. Also, with the Georgians, most of the players play in the top 14, and also the experiential thing known as D2. So, exciting times for the Cadbury Wallabies when they get to... the World Cup is now really less than 18 months away for the fellas and less than 6 months away for the ladies.
Mate, I know you follow the European rugby a bit closer than I do. Word around the campfire is that Georgian rugby is actually stronger than Italy. Like, as far as a national team is concerned, Georgia probably could stand up to the rigours of the Six Nations better than Italy can.
Well, people don't realise is that England and Georgia have regular practice matches against each other, and Eddie Jones knows these guys backwards and forwards. So, interesting times ahead in regards to that. Also this afternoon, great to see a lot of our locals. Bo Abram is going to make his debut for the Western Force from Tamworth. That's at 2.30 this afternoon on Stan when they take on the Fijian Druid at Leichhardt Oval. And, of course, tonight from 5 o'clock and 7.30, respectively, on GEM Channel 82. We've got the fun, which is the Waratahs taking on the Rebels. As we said during the week, the first time the ladies will be playing at the SCG. But it's all coming together very, very nicely as the European competitions finish. And we're going to get stuck into a big, big story when it comes to what's happening with some of the touring teams as well, because there's certainly some stirring, as we've said to you off-air, but that stirring has come a little bit more intense now. So we'll talk more about that when we come back to you on Tuesday morning about 7.50 with the Bear Experience there on... 91 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Looking forward to it as always, Wixie. Thank you for your time, and you enjoy the rest of your weekend.